The Sydney Dance Company is back with a monumental triple bill this season by three visionary choreographers, Stephen Page AO, Raphael Bonicella and Tra Mi Din. Continuum explores the spectrum of human experience from the ephemeral beauty of twilight to the elemental force of breath. What do they all have in store? Thankfully, we've got a professional joining us, Sydney Dance Company dancer. Sophie Jones joins us now on 2SER Breakfast. Hey, Sophie, how are you going?
Hi, I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you very much. Thank you so much for getting up early to have a chat with us. There's a lot going on with this.
There is a lot going on.
Yes. What's your involvement, if you don't mind me asking?
With which performances?
Yes.
So I've been a part of Raphael's Spell and Charmy's Between 10 and 14.
Okay, so two of the three you're very involved with. How did you first come to the world of dance?
I started when I was about 4 years old. I was just obsessed with Barbie movies, obsessed with ballet, and I haven't stopped since.
This isn't your first rodeo in Spell either, is it? You were involved in the development of Spell earlier this year in Italy. How's that developing? Can you tell us about the development process?
We had started briefly before Italy, but we did have a process where we had to, we were essentially staying on this vineyard in tents. It was incredible. We had a task of exploring the nature there, and we had to come back and create solos, create material from it. We had the composer Bryce Dessner join us. So that was really incredible to have him there exploring what the music was going to be, because a lot of the time you're creating before you've actually heard or know what it's going to be about. And then from there, Raph will, manipulate what the movement will be.
How does one go about sort of being there in nature and translating that to dance?
To be honest, you just can't think about it too much. I mean, for us, that's kind of how we express emotion or things like that. So it kind of is second nature to us to explore like that and to express what we're feeling and thinking.
So is that sort of how you knew that dance was the medium that you wanted to work in, because it was the way you were sort of able to express yourself through that?
Yeah, I think I started out with ballet quite intensely until I was... about 21. Did you?
No.
I believe you. I was a hardcore ballet dancer until I was 21, and then I just decided that it was not fulfilling that need for me anymore. And I knew a previous Sydney Dance Company dancer from my hometown in Yamba, and I always looked up to her, and I decided to give it a go, and it's just all worked out, honestly.
Indeed. And that Bryce Dessner you refer to, that's not the same Bryce Dessner from The National.
It is.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's really cool what these people can do, sort of can be in contemporary rock bands and also be creating music for performances like this.
Yeah, he does actually quite a lot of composing for a lot of big, like, classical pieces.
Cool. And how's that relationship work for you? If you're a dancer, you're there with the composer. Is it possible to put into words how that relationship between the two of you would work?
Well, I don't get much say on the on what we're doing, but I guess we are relating to him and the music the most compared, you know. I think for future possibilities, he's there drawing inspiration from us, but then the music comes after and then we hear it, you know. But it was really cool to speak with him about the, you know, the tasking and the nature and where we were coming from. So how that plays out was, it's going to be really good.
Very exciting stuff. Continuum on at the Sydney Dance Company from 22nd of October till 1st of November. This is beautiful stuff. And dance and ballet, it's been so good for you. It's taken you all around the world, hasn't it?
It has, yeah. This year was my fourth overseas tour with Sydney Dance Company. We've been everywhere, New York, London, Paris, Barcelona. I've seen most of the world in the last 4 years and 26 years before that.
That's beautiful stuff. Sophie Jones from the Sydney Dance Company, I really appreciate your time here this morning. Thank you for doing all of the heavy lifting, seeing as I've lost the power of speech, which is the one thing I need. And thank you so much for your belief that I could possibly make it in the world of ballet. It means the world to me.
Of course. Thank you for having me.